It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Richter Field here in Granite Falls on a beautiful Friday evening for baseball. It's a great evening to play baseball anytime. And Lacapaw Valley is here taking on Yellow Mess East. Bart Hill joins me. I love coming to Richter Field broadcasting baseball.
A lot of great memories here. The last time I was here, I think you were here as well, was when we won the section championship. So that was awesome.
That's right. It was 100 degrees that day, wasn't it?
Yep. It's always warm.
All right. What can you tell us about these two teams here? Actually, this game was supposed to be played yesterday,
yeah,
but it got rained out.
Had a lot of rain, so then YME had a scheduled game with Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove, and they finished that game. They lost that game 5-0. It was a really nice, well-pitched game. And so they'll come into this game with a 3-3 record, and Lacapaw with a 2-3 record, having lost to McRae on Tuesday. And I would say on paper, Paul, they're probably going to be about as even as you can get.
Yep. YME just, Red Rock Central just beat YME a few minutes ago here in the first game at Richter Field, 5-0. It was a one-hitter by the Red Rock Central pitcher, and he did a good job. He looked pretty good. Both pitchers actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, there's some good pitching in that game. And, you know, we got the wind. It's going to die down here in a little bit, but it was blowing in pretty good from, you know, from right center towards the third base dugout. And so it was hard to get some extra base hits, and it's a big park anyway, so I would look that as the wind dies down a little bit, then maybe we'll have a better chance for some extra bases.
Okay, we're going to wrap up a quick Subway pregame show here. We'll come back with our starting lineups after this word from Subway and our fine sponsors, and we'll be back with the first pitch between Lacapaw Valley and Yellow Medicine East right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center. Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Richter Field. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill. Bart, we're ready to get this game going.
We are. YME did not take an infield because they played already, so we're about two pitches away from the start of the game. I'll run through our starting lineup, yep. And you can do YME's. So
brought to you by State Farm Insurance.
That's right. Like and a good neighbor, they're there for us, and we're there for you.
Canby and Madison with Tony Arata.
All right, Dylan Keimingle leading off playing shortstop. Number two batter is Davis Patzer playing center field. The third hitter is Brock Bjornheld, the pitcher today. Landon Weber, the cleanup hitter, the catcher. Nolan Smith will be playing first base and batting fifth. Batting sixth is Gavin Meyer, the third baseman. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Brant Schomer. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Matthew Arndt. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Tegan Allpress.
All right, and your State Farm Insurance starting on us for the Yellow Messinese Sting. Drew Munson bats first. He's in center field. Braden Nelson will bat second. He's playing short. Gunnar Fagan will pitch and bat third. Eric Jimenez will bat fourth and play third base. Gage Wilkie will catch and bat fifth. Batting sixth is Jacob Peterson, the right fielder. Batting seventh, Gavin Torvig, the left fielder. Batting ninth, and the DH, Lane Holman. And batting eighth is Holman. And Keene is the first baseman. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Here's your first pitch of the game to Dylan Keimig, and it's a strike.
Sagan has the most innings pitched for YME with 12 this year.
And pitching is Fagan Gunner. And the next pitch to outside. Had a nice visit with the home plate umpire, Mr. Cortez.
Yes.
Told him he did a great job on Tuesday with Dawson. And yep. Bart even said he was consistent.
Yep. And as an umpire, that's all you can do. If neither team is angry or if both teams are angry, at least you're consistent.
That's right. There's a ball, a strike one, I believe.
Well, two balls, one strike.
Yep. Number five, Dylan Keimig batting. And a pitch in the dirt there.
To say Fagan in his 12 innings of pitching, Paul, has just given up one earned run. He's got a 0.53 ERA or something like that. So
he's a tall right-hander, and here's the pitch to Keimig. Ball four, he walked him.
Yeah. Threw a first-pitch strike and then four straight balls. And you know the Eagles, anytime they get on base, especially Keimig, they have a lot of speed.
Here's Davis Patzer, the center fielder, looking to go on to Coach Darby Burgon. Coach Josh Benson over at First Base Coaching Box. Just a gorgeous evening. Love coming here broadcasting at Richter Field. It's a great view of the Minnesota River. Here's a pitch, and here goes Keimig down to second. The throw is
safe.
Oh, yeah, safe. Went to a stolen base there by Keimig.
Yeah, it was a good throw by the catcher. It just was a little bit to the shortstop side of the bag, and the shortstop tried to grab it, or second baseman grab it and swing it over, but he couldn't. It leaked out, but not enough to get to third base.
Game is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock, so we've got about a 15-minute head start here after YME lost to Red Rock Central earlier here. And the pitch to Patzer is ball or strike, one ball, one strike.
He's batting .421 on the year. Had a two-run home run in that first inning against McCray on Tuesday.
Swing and foul to the first base box. Davis Patzer, a senior, outstanding basketball career at La Caparo Valley. This past good season for Davis this past season.
Absolutely. Dylan Keimig, I might add, is leading the team in stolen bases. That's number six on the season so far.
Fagan from the stretch checks Keimig at second base. Here's the pitch, and in the dirt, catcher don't know where the ball is, so Keimig's going to run down to third base.
Yeah, he'll move to third on a wild pitch. Yeah, it was a curveball in the dirt, and he got his glove on it, but when he spun around, it was actually on the other side of him. So alertly, Dylan Keimig read that very well and got down to third base.
2-2 count to Davis Patzer. Gunnar Fagan, the pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop.
Good high fastball by Fagan, and Patzer got just a piece of it. The infield's going to be playing back. It's early in the game, so any kind of ground ball with Keimig's speed should score him.
Again, 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit the third base, foul just on the foul side of the third base bag.
Yeah. Dylan had to practice his dance moves there for prom because he had to jump and dance around that ball so it didn't hit him. Of course, in foul territory, it's okay. If it hits you in fair territory, then you are out.
Keimig with his lead at third base. Nobody out. Pitch to Patzer, just missed for ball three. We got a full count to Davis Patzer.
Well, if he gets on, first and third is the bread and butter of the Eagles. We'll see what happens here.
Big pitch for Fagan. Here it is. There's a shot to second, a line drive caught by the second baseman, Christensen, on a line drive off Patzer's bat.
Well, and that's the value, Paul, of playing back. Because if he was playing up, that would have went past him into right center field, probably would have been a double. But because he was playing so far back, he could move over and catch that line drive. Very hard hit ball.
There's Brock Bjornholt. Brock will be pitching. And the pitch to Brock is a strike.
He's been 350 on the year, leads the team with 8 RBIs, so he has a chance to add to that total.
Keimig at third base after drawing a walk, a steal, and a wild pitch. It was a strong drive ball over to center. What a catch by the center fielder, Munson.
Wow.
Keimig's going to tag and score easy.
Well, it'll go down as a sacrifice hit, but that was one heck of a diving catch by the center fielder, a left-handed
Drew Munson.
Player out there. Yeah, wow. I thought for sure, Paul, that was going to go out to the deepest part of the park in the gap, probably a triple, maybe, or it would be double for sure, but...
I did, too. A minute left his bat, but, boy, Munson showed some speed there. Looked like Buxton out there with
he
the catch.
He did, only he doesn't get hurt like Buxton. Buxton would have to call an ambulance.
So the Eagles lead 1-0 on a sack fly by Bjornholt, who made great contact with the ball there.
Both Patzer and Bjornholt hit the ball on the screws.
Landon Weber swings at a pitch and misses for strike one. One ball, one strike to Landon. What a catch there by YME's
really
Drew
was.
Munson in center field.
I did not think he was going to get to that ball.
Here's the pitch to Landon Weber. Ground ball in the shortstop. Knocks it down. Backhands it. That's Nelson. Throw to first. Not in time.
Oh, that was in the hole between third and short. Really had no chance. He did a nice job of backhanding it and firing it over quickly a one hopper, but not enough time to get Weber on an infield hit.
You know, I just noticed Richter Field is facing, I'm not sure what direction we're at, but the sun, it won't be in the outfielder's eye.
No,
the infield.
No. Just the left-handed batter, which is Nolan Smith right now. He's going to be, it's coming, the sun is right over left field, so he's going to be looking at it when he's trying to hit this ball.
But most baseball fields, the outfielders always have to fight the sun.
Yeah.
Especially this time of night when it's starting to set. We've got a ways to go yet, but...
Nolan's having a good first year in the varsity lineup, batting 333.
Nolan Smith takes pitch low for a ball. Got Adam Fosleen umping the bases. And Mr. Cortez behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Here's the pitch to Nolan. He hits it off the field. The left fielder coming in. And makes the catch. That's Torvig.
Yeah, he was playing pretty shallow. Played that
he
perfectly.
Was. So that's three outs there for La Caparo Valley. For the Eagles, on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the first. And YME will be coming to bat and taking them out. It'll be Brock Bjornholt for the Eagles. We'll be back after this.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Camby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and
Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill at Richter Field tonight on this Friday night. Glad you're with us on Q92. Beautiful night for baseball. Boy, Richter Field looks great, doesn't it?
It does. It's actually green. I love it. Well-edged. It always looks great. And they got some improvements, some more patio area. And of course, you got a chance to tour their new batting facilities in their indoor cages. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's quite a building they have here for batting cages. All right, 1-0, Lacaparra Valley leading, and the Brock Birnell's on the mound, Bart.
Yeah, Brock's
logged a few innings so far.
He's logged the most for the Eagles so far, 10 2/3 innings, has 13 Ks in those 10 innings, giving up just 2 earned runs, Paul, for a 1.31 ERA.
Here's the center fielder, Drew Munson, and he swings at the pitch, pops it up in the infield. The third baseman, Gavin Meyer, calling for it and makes the catch just to the left of the pitching mound.
Yeah, it'll be a little tricky with the wind blowing, like I said, from right center towards the third base dugout, but couple pitches, get it out there. That's the show is like.
Major League pop up there by Drew Munson, the center fielder, who made a fantastic catch in the first inning. There's Braden Nelson, the shortstop for YME.
He's batting .267 on the year. That must have been just a little bit outside. Yeah, he didn't really call a lot of those outside pitches on Tuesday either. So
here's Bjornell's pitch, and that's low. I'm sorry, what was the stats on Brock again?
Well, he's thrown 10 innings. He's given up just 2 earned runs in 10 innings, a 1.31 ERA with 13 Ks.
Brock in his windup in the pitch to Nelson, ground ball to first base. Nolan Smith fields it like a vacuum cleaner and runs over and steps on first base.
We'll call him Hoover because he sucked that up just like a mound of dirt.
I'm impressed with Nolan Smith this year. He's really matured physically and, a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he's had a good season so far.
Here's number 15, Gunnar Fagan, the pitcher. Swings at it and fouls it back.
Yeah, he's leading their team, Paul, .471 average.
Oh, wow.
That's a good average.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't. These don't reflect their first game, I don't believe.
No. Yeah, the YME did play a game earlier today, losing to Red Rock Central 5-0. 1-1 pitch here to Fagan. Bjornell's pitch, and a ground ball to short. Kaimig fields it cleanly, makes a strong throw to first. Oh, Bart, that's a 1-2-3 inning.
You gotta love that. Not very many pitches.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're gonna go to the top of the second inning. It's Lacaparra Valley 1, Yellow Medicine East nothing. We'll be back with more Eagle Baseball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
1-0, Lacaparra Valley leading Yellow Medicine East here in the top of the second inning. Eagles coming to bat. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the John Sherb and the Lacapara Valley Dustboy track team yesterday hosting a large meet, the Nibby family, Bart, you know well.
It's the Nibby Invitational, the second year of it now, and yes, Julie's good friends with Don Nibby, and Jay Nibby was back, and Don's kids were back, and Gene Nibby was there too. Dave did not make the trip this year, but always a great time. Big track family and great supporters, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the things they did last night, but just it's an outstanding event.
Batting, looks like 5, 6, and 7 batters here. Gavin Meyer, the third baseman, steps into the batter's box. Eagles have that 1-0 lead. How'd they score in that first inning again?
Oh, they had that nice sacrifice fly. The center fielder made an awesome catch, but Dylan Kiming got on base, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch, and scored on a sac fly.
That's right, off Brock Birnell's bat, right?
I got to mention, you know, like Gavin Meyer, he's only batting 143, but that is super misleading because he's had a lot of lineouts in the games that I've watched him play.
Pagan's pitch is a high fly ball, center field. And Drew Munson camps underneath of it and hauls it in for the first out here in the top of the second inning.
But one of the fun things with that track meet at the end, they have all the field event people, like the shot putters and stuff, and they do a relay race, and when you get across the finish line, the baton is a banana.
Oh.
And then they got to peel the banana and eat it. So the first
they running?
No, when they get across the finish line. So the first team to finish the race and get their banana eaten is the winner.
Oh, for fun. Who won that? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. I don't, for sure.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So you see these big guys that you normally don't see running a 4x4. It's pretty hilarious.
Here's Brant Schomer. He puts it out to center field, and there's Munson again, the center fielder, with a running catch.
What a great read on that. It was a line drive for sure. I thought it was going to fall in front of him for a single, and he played it perfectly, got a great jump on it, sprinted up, and made it look easy.
That was off the bat of Schomer. Yeah, he's had three outs already.
Yeah,
here's number 23, Matt Arndt. Matt's out in right field. Pagan's pitch down low for a ball.
Matt's struggling a little bit so far, but you know, we've had some cold, windy weather, and it's always bad for hitters. Batting 83, but we look for that to improve as the weather warms up.
Wind up in the pitch. Here's a shot to center. That's going to fall in there in front of Munson. And there's your second hit of the game for Lacapara Valley.
We have hit 4 hard line drives so far. That one went over the shortstop's head, so there's no chance to take that one away from us.
Here's the number 9 batter playing second base, Tygan Allpress. Tygan usually doesn't play second, does he?
He was a track guy last year, decided to come back out for baseball senior year, and they had an injury to one of the players, and so he's going to get a start at second base.
Throw over to first base, and Arndt gets back. Speaking of the track meet at Lacapara Valley, Dave Nibby, who the track was named after, it was my track coach.
Oh, awesome.
Popped up out of play beyond the first base dugout. Yeah, Dave, I did both baseball and track, did both. And
We heard you had at some point, you had the record for, the, was it the 100-yard dash at that point? It wasn't meters back then.
No, it was yards.
So,
but I can't prove that part.
You said it burned up in the fire, listening people.
So the records are gone.
If any of you have any proof of that, I know if this story can elaborate on this, verify this for Paul, but he said at one point he did hold the 100-yard dash record for Madison.
That's right. You can Dick Newman will vouch for me.
That's right.
Here's a throw over to first. Arndt gets back.
And then he played baseball as well. So,
well, you know, in Madison, where the baseball field remains, it used to be the track meet.
Absolutely.
Where the apartments are now.
You could just run back and forth.
And so we did. Oh, look at this high fly ball to center. Munson, he'll make a catch again.
Busy guy out there.
That's 3 putouts in that inning.
Yeah, all 3, being a hog.
That's off the bat of Allpress, so the Eagles get 1 hit, no runs, and 1 hit. That was by Matthew Arndt. No errors, and they leave Arndt on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Here at Richter Field in Granite Falls, the Eagles lead the Sting 1-0. We'll be back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison-Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Back here at Richter Field. We're back here at Richter Field. The Eagles lead 1-0. The Sting batting here in the bottom of the second. It's number 17, the third baseman, Eric Jimenez, batting.
He's batting .278 on the year. The stout-looking fella.
There's a shot to right field. Base hit for Jimenez.
Well, they tried throwing him out in at first base, Matthew.
Oh, Hunt. They did. Oh, I looked down at my scoreboard. Oh, Art threw it to first, huh?
He did.
Oh.
But he had it by a couple steps. But I like the thinking out there because that was hit as probably two hopper to Matthew out in right field. And, you know, if the runner's not running hard down the base, just throw it over to first. You might be able to get an easy out.
Here's Gage Wilkie, the catcher, batting for the Sting here in the bottom of the second. Jimenez on first. Pitch from Bjornheld is low for ball. Dennison, one run on two hits. No runs on one hit for the Sting here early in the ball game.
Got a .357 batting average for Wilkie.
He's showing bunt, pulls it back, then pitches a strike.
Okay. Seeing what the defense is doing. First base is holding. Third baseman is charging way up. That means Kiming will go over and cover second base.
Here's the pitch from Bjornheld, and there's a ground ball right side of the field. That's going to sneak through there. Goes out to right field for a base hit. So back-to-back singles to right for the Sting, and there's nobody out.
Yeah, I was talking to who during the first game, and they said YME was hitting a lot of balls, slapping them to the right side, and they have back-to-back hits between the first baseman and second baseman. Of the first two guys on.
All right, the Sting have something going here in the bottom of the second, down 1-0. Here's Jacob Peterson, the right fielder. Jimenez on second, Wilkie on first. He's going to bunt. He pulls it back, and it's a strike.
Sometimes they might just bunt to see what the defense is doing. This time now, Gavin Meyer has to hold at third base, though he's a little bit too deep. He's a couple steps behind third base. You know, if he puts it down the third base line, he still might have to make a play.
Bjornheld from the stretch. The pitch. And, that's a ball, he called it. He squared around to bunt again, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. And that time, I think he was going to bunt. The first time might have been just to check it out. But
Smith, the first baseman for the Eagles, he's up on the grass.
Yep. That means Tygan Allpress has to get over to first base and cover.
Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Looked like a breaking ball there from Bjornheld.
Brock has been having a little bit of trouble with his breaking ball. If he can throw it like he just did there, Paul, that's going to be a very tough pitch to hit. It has a lot of break to it.
Runners on first and second for the Sting. They got huge leads. Eagles not holding them on. Here's a swing and a miss. Struck him out. Nice pitch by Bjornheld.
Yeah, it was a fastball on the outside part of the plate. The batter whiffed at it. So a big strikeout here with the first two guys on.
Gavin Torvig, the left fielder. Left-handed batter steps into the batter's box with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Eagles have a 1-0 lead. Bjornheld, same situation here maybe, Bart, with nobody out? Nope, he's going to swing. Oh, no, it's a ball.
I was going to say, with the number 8 hitter up, chances are he's not going to bunt. You know, but if he can find room past Nolan Smith out to right field again, you never know.
1-0 pitch coming here to Torvig. Runners on first and second for Yellow Manzanese. There's a ground ball foul down the first base side.
We hit that hard, but it was well foul. As Smith picks it up, he's on the edge of the grass, so if he picks it up, you know, he's got options. He can throw it to second, he can throw it over to third just to get an out, he can touch first.
Veronelle shakes the sign off from catcher Landon Weber. Now we're ready to go. Here's the pitch. And that's high and away for ball two.
Good eye on the batter. Yeah, those left-handed hitters, you know, that sun is facing right at you. Makes it tough. Thank goodness I was a right-handed hitter. I struggled enough anyway.
Two balls, one strike. The pitch from Biernell. Ground ball right back to Brock. Hits him. Ricochets off him. Now he recovers. Throws the first for the out.
That bounced right off his throwing hand. I think, you know, it comes at you, so you kind of jump back a little bit, and then your natural reaction is to try to deflect it. And unfortunately, he did that with his throwing hand. So he's shaking his hand.
Everybody's running out there. Coach Biergun's out there to make sure Brock Biernell's going to be okay. He took a shot.
He did. The runners advance on the play, but more importantly, we have to find out what happened to Biernell if he's going to be okay. I'm sure he'll take some warm-up pitches and find out.
The umpire's looking at his hand now, too, but yeah. Give credit to Brock. He flinched after that, and then he went and got the ball.
Yeah, it probably rolled 10 feet off the mound after it deflected off him, so he picked it up, and he thought for an instant of maybe throwing to second base. It would have been close, but he decided to get the sure out and going to first base. Now there are two outs with runners at second and third here.
And Coach Biernell back in the dugout, and the home plate umpire's out on the mound visiting with Brock Biernell, make sure he's okay, and they both smile.
I'm really shocked that they did not give him some warm-up pitches here.
Yeah.
Usually when there's an injury to the pitcher, they let him take a couple
pitches. He's gonna throw it here. Woolman at the plate. Here's the pitch in the dirt.
Maybe he said, I'm good, I'm fine. But the way he was shaking it, you know, that stings when you get hit in the hand with a ball.
So with that play, though, Jimenez moved to third, Wilkie to second. Eagles are in the bottom of the second. Woolman, the designated hitter, at the plate. Here's the windup by Brock and the pitch. Strike called.
It looked more like a slider there. Yeah, I don't know what would have happened if that would have went right through. I'm guessing that Tagenal Press probably would not have been able to get that. It would have been an RBI single would be my guess. But nice job to get a piece of that, Brock, and save some runs.
The next pitch is inside. Lookout for a ball.
Yeah, that one did not break very much. It just kind of spun and went right at the hitter, and he jumped out of the way.
Two balls, one strike to Lane Woolman.
The other thing is your grip changes a little bit, especially if you get hit on the fingers.
Here's the pitch. Down low for ball three, 3-1. To the number 8 batter in the lineup for Yellow Medicine East. Time called now.
Oh, it's time to shoe at third base.
Jimenez, the base runner, Jimenez at third. Shoe came untied.
Well,
you don't want to trip while you're going home.
You do not. So we'll call him Shoeless Eric Jimenez.
Three balls, one strike to Woolman. Biernell in his windup and the pitch. Strike call. We got a full count with two outs.
Good pitch there, right at the knees. Now the hitter's got to go after it if it's close. And with first base open, Brock can throw whatever pitch he wants right here.
Big pitch here for Lacapaul Valley's Brock Biernell. Here it is. Ball four.
It's funny to watch reaction. So the hitter took off for first right away. Landon Weber kind of caught it and looked back like, what? That wasn't a strike?
See, the Lacapaul Valley softball girls are here. They're coming back from Olivia.
Oh, yeah.
They lost a tough one, didn't they?
Yeah, bold is always good. They lost 4-3.
Two outs. Base is loaded for the sting. Here's the number 9 batter, and he hits it to Nolan Smith, the first baseman.
Oh,
bounces. Then
foul ball.
They're going to call it a foul?
Unless there's interference on the catcher. What are they doing here?
Home plate umpire's talking.
No, he is. They called interference on the catcher. So what happens is sometimes...
And Landon's going, what?
Yeah, he gets his glove too far out over the plate. And so what happens is when the batter was swinging, he made contact with the mitt. So he gets an RBI on there, and I believe that we're going to credit him with a base hit and an RBI.
Is he out, though?
No. The runner scored.
Oh, okay.
Yep, everyone moved up.
Jimenez scored from third.
Yep.
So Wilkie's at third. Here's the top of the order, and Drew Munson pitches swung on and fall back for strike one.
Yeah, so everyone... everyone gets awarded one base. That's why he took first, and with the bases loaded, everyone came around. Or they moved up, I should say. So
here's bases remain loaded. It's 1-1 the score, tied up now.
But, you know, here's the interesting thing. A couple games ago, they were talking to, it was when they played Hancock at home, the umpire said, tell your catcher to move up some because he's not getting those low calls. He sits too far back in the catcher's box. Well, now you saw Landon was up closer, and he got called for interference.
And the pitch gets by Weber. Oh, here comes Wilkie trying to score, and he's going to score, and the Sting take the lead.
Darn it. They had a chance. Landon got to it quick, but he picked it up with his hands, and he dropped it, and he was, like, trying to fork it and couldn't get it. The runner got a late jump from third base, but he ended up scoring anyway, so scored on a wild pitch on that one. They got two runs in and still got runners in scoring position.
So the Sting now lead the Eagles 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. Runners on second and third. The top of the order, Drew Munson. Two balls, one strike to Munson. Brock in his windup and the pitch. And that just missed for a ball.
You know, Paul, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of Brock, but, you know, like I said, when usually someone has an injury or they get hit like that, they let them have some warm-up pitches just to make sure everything is 100% okay.
Next pitch popped up right side of the field. Matthew Arndt, he is underneath of it and makes the catch for the third out. But the Sting come up with two big runs there in the second inning, Bart.
They did, two runs. They had they had three hits in that game. One of those was that catcher's interference.
And no errors, and they leave two on base. So we'll go to the top of the third inning. The Eagles now find themselves down 2-1 to the Sting. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
All right, Paul Ramel back here at Richter Field in Granite Falls. Sunshine, not too bad a temperature, and just a great day. But the Eagles now find themselves down 2-1 against an East Sting, and it's the top of the order for Lacaparle Valley. Here's Dylan Keimig. Dylan Keimig batting. Interesting last inning there for the Sting, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it kind of threw us off a little bit, so we both were one guy off in our book.
Here's a pop-up down the first base dugout, and it's going to go out of play into the plaza here.
Yeah, with that wind blowing, it's just going to push everything away out of bounds on the right side. Yeah, it was. He took his swing, the hitter, which turned out to be the number nine hitter, Hayden Keene. He hit the Landon Weber's glove, so it becomes a dead ball. Everyone gets one base.
And Keimig, curveball, what was that?
That was a little bit low.
Low, yeah, for a ball.
But I've had some people tell me you give an error to the catcher, and I said, well, that's not fair, because then the hitter gets credited with an at-bat, and he didn't do anything wrong.
Foul ball into the parking lot, and I didn't hear it hit a car. So.
No, and then others, which is what I go by, they give it's catcher interference, and they give a base hit to the batter because, you know, you didn't have a...
Oh, it hits him. Fagan just hit Keimig in the back here in the third inning, so the Eagles get a base runner.
Well, we saw him walk, and then he got to second base and went to third on a wild pitch on a good read on that ball when it got by the catcher. So I would not be surprised first pitch we do a solo base here, get him in scoring position.
Here's Davis Patcher.
He lined out his first time up to second base and just smoked it.
Throw over to first, and Keimig gets back.
So, yeah, if you know the official high school rule book and give us a reading on that, I just can't believe you'd give an error on the catcher and the batter gets credited with a nat bat. That's not fair.
Next pitch, the passer's down low for a ball.
But, yeah, weird inning. So after that one play, then he got walked a batter, catcher's interference through a wild pitch.
Fagan's pitch, ground ball to short. Nelson feels it.
Oh, no.
Nobody at second. Oh, he gets back and he'll throw the first, not in time. first baseman, the sun was in his eyes, and the ball gets by him, but Pats is going to stay at first.
So he'll reach on the fielder's short. Yeah, it was a routine ground ball with shortstop. The second baseman wasn't covering second base. And he realized it late and went there. I'm not trying to be prejudiced. I honestly thought Dylan Kiman got there before the ball did, which would have put runners in first and second, but they called him out at second.
Didn't they throw the first and Keene?
The first baseman?
Yeah, Keene. The sun was blinding him.
Yes.
And, we talked about that earlier in the game, and the ball went by and went to the dugout.
The sun is coming over the left field fence, looking right into the first baseman and left-handed hitters. Yeah, and, you know,
there goes Patcher on the pitch to throw down the second, and he is safe. Wow, I thought he got him out.
Well, that time I thought he was out, and I thought Dylan Kiming was safe, so I guess either way we're going to have a guy at second base.
Good throw by Wilkie. That was right on the money. Yeah. The second baseman, Christensen, did a nice job.
But, you know, Davis was running so hard down the first baseline, he didn't stop right away, and I think if he could have stopped earlier, he would have easily got down to second base on that overthrow.
2-0 count here to Brock Bjornheld. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. 2-1 to Brock as he looks down to Coach Darby Bjergon. 2-1 is your score, the Sting leading the Eagles here in the top of the third.
He's got 9 RBIs now, leads the team.
Strike 2, I think. Yeah, strike 2 to Bjornheld.
Yeah. He just looks like he's little got happy feet in there, Paul. He's kind of jumping around in a little there. And
Patser's at second with his lead. Pitch gets by the catcher, and Patser's going to go to third base on a wild pitch. So the tying run for the Eagles is at third base in a full count to number 4, Brock Bjornheld.
Well, now it's his, you know, if he can get it out to the outfield again, it'll be an easy run, or the infield's playing back. Any kind of ground ball will score a run as well.
Full count pitch. Fagan, the pitch to Brock. In the dirt, ball for a walk. Eagles have runners on the corners and just one out here in the top of the third. Here's Landon Weber. Looks like a whole softball, Carl Valley softball team is here.
We got Gavin Mortensen, I think, is running at first base now.
Okay.
He's going to run for the pitcher, courtesy runner. I thought they yelled out Gavin, and he looks like he's about 126-pounder. I think that's what he maybe wrestled.
So Mortensen running for Bjornheld, the pitcher.
And he's got speed, so, again, I would look for them to be aggressive, especially early on. Just one out, see if you can get him in scoring position. First and third, maybe draw a throw, score a run.
Here's Landon Weber. One out, runners on the corners. Fagan from the stretch, the pitch, strike call to Landon Weber. Early on here, top of the third.
Landon's batting 400 on the year. He hits the ball hard. Second in the team with 7 RBIs, so he's got a chance to close that gap.
The pitch from Fagan, there's a drive to left, and the left fielder coming in. I don't think he's going to get there. He can't make the catch. Patser's going to score.
Nice effort by the left fielder. He dove for it, but he just couldn't get there in time. So that'll go down as an RBI single.
That's Torvig. Yeah, you have a base hit there.
Yep. And then RBI on that, and Grant Bierke is in to run for him as a courtesy runner.
So nice job of hitting there by Landon Weber. Yeah, Torvig gave it a nice try there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He dove. It just bounced off his glove, but here with just one out.
Third hit of the game for the Eagles. And here's Nolan Smith. Ground ball to short. Backhanded by the shortstop. Throws the third, and they get him.
That was really a smart play by the shortstop. That is Braden Nelson. Because the ball is hitting a hole. Typically, Nolan goes to the left field, and he's a left-handed hitter. And he played, and he ran it down and just threw a nice soft throw to the third baseman, force out at third base to get the lead runner.
So, two outs now here in the top of the third, a tie ball game, 2-2. Here's Gavin Meyer, the third baseman. And he grounds the ball to third, knocked down, and the third baseman, all he's got to do is step on third, Jimenez. And Coach, he does for the third out.
Coach B. Hergon's going, there were two outs, Ron. It didn't matter because it was just a nice one hopper to the third baseman. He was standing close to the bag, so it made for an easy play. So Meyer will reach on a fielder's choice and a 5-U to the runner.
And that'll end the inning for La Caparra Valley. They do get one run to tie it up on one hit and no errors, and they leave one on base. Two on base.
Yep.
Two on base. And so the score is 2-2 with the Sting coming to bat here in the bottom of the third. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Eagle Baseball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
All right, Braden Nelson batting for Yellow Medicine East here in the bottom of the third inning. Good ball game. We're tied up 2-2, Bart.
Yeah, it has been a good game so far. Both teams have put the bat on the ball really well.
And the pitch from Brock Bjornell is outside for ball 2-2-0. As the sun is beginning to set, the shadows are coming onto the field, out in left field. Next pitch is a strike.
All right, I got the official rule book from Billy Geiser. He said if catcher's interference, you mark it down as a C in the book for the catcher's interference. The batter is not credited with an at-bat. All runners move up one base.
Ball
so
four.
So we will not give him
a hit. Who gave you that?
Billy Geiser.
Okay.
So we're just going to call it C-I.
He's not charged. The catcher isn't charged with an error then.
But
it's catcher's interference.
Yes. You should not charge the batter with a time at bat.
So does that mean Weber had the glove out too far?
Yeah, he was.
Batter leaned back to swing the ball.
I don't think he was leaning back.
Well, look at the lead.
Oh, yeah.
Lead there by Nelson at first. Here's the pitch to number 15, Gunnar Fagan, and it's a strike.
Did he walk on that?
He walked.
Okay.
Yep.
I was reading that information.
Nelson walked. He's on first base.
Well, thank you, Billy Geiser.
No. Nobody out. Throw over to first. Oh, and Smith almost got by him there. Nolan did a nice job. Nolan's got the sunglasses on now because the sun is right in his eyes if the pitcher throws it over there. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. It's slow. The throw is out in the center field.
Good backup by Dylan Kiming. The outfielders were there, too. But that ball took off, and Landon Weber was way high and way to the second base side. No chance for the fielder, so a stolen base on the runner.
So the go-ahead run for Yellow Medicine East now is on second base with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. And Gunnar Fagan, the pitcher for YME, is batting. Bjornell, the pitch. Down low, the catcher, Weber. Got a final for Dawson Boyd, baseball in Cottonwood, or I think it was Cottonwood. 13-0, Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks. Defeat the Lakeview Lakers tonight in baseball.
Brock threw 8 pitches the first inning and 21 that second inning.
Next pitch is a strike. 2-2.
2-2?
No. To Fagan. Nelson's at second base. He has a pretty good lead over there.
Yeah, good runner.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Gunnar Fagan. Chopper down the first baseline, Nolan Smith. Oh. And now Brock Fields that runs the first and gets him out.
Look at the expression on Nolan's face. Nolan was just kind of sitting on it waiting. Unfortunately, though, if it would have went to him, I don't think they would have gotten out. So Brock does what a pitcher should be. He ran towards first base because he has to cover, and he just said, you know what, I'm just going to take the ground ball and run it to first base myself.
And he runs by Nolan Smith, and Nolan just sends her, hello.
You get a rare one unassisted play at first base. You don't see that very often. Smart play by Brock.
So with that, the Jimenez moves to third. Nelson moves to third.
Excellent opportunity. Just one out here in the bottom of the third to retake the lead.
Jimenez batting for the Sting. Runner on third base. 2-2 tie. Pitches high to Jimenez.
He really has a compact stance, doesn't he, Paul? It looks like he could be a linebacker or a running back.
2-0 count to Eric Jimenez. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Oh, nice stop. Saved a run there.
Yes,
Landon Weber did.
Yes, he did. He had to slide over to his right. And that's tough because the glove is on your left hand, but he got far enough over where he could get the glove on it and prevent it from going to the backstop and letting a run score.
3-0 count to Jimenez. Biernell delivers, and that's ball four. Two walks.
Yeah, he's had 2 4-pitch walks in this inning now.
And Coach Bjorkgaard is going to come out of the dugout.
You know, and I don't think Brock would say anything. You know, you watch him every now and then between pitches, Paul. He's flexing that hand, and now he's rubbing his thumb. And like I said, he threw 8 pitches that first inning, and then after that ball hit him, that was the second out of the fourth batter of the second inning, and since then he's throwing a lot more balls. The ball's going in the dirt more, so you know he's trying to squeeze it a little bit harder, and that's tough to do, and not throwing his breaking ball as much, which is also tough to do if your hand is sore.
Coach Darby Biergon's going to leave Brock in.
All right. Maybe he might be telling him, let's see if we can get through this inning or take one inning, one at-bat at a time and see what happens. But
This is really a big game, isn't it?
This game and Tuesday are the biggest ones because, you know, this is a section game, not just a conference game, but it's a section seeding game because they are in the north half with Lacaparo.
All right, here's Gage Wilkie batting with runners on the corners.
He's singled his first time up. Sorry.
The stretch, here's the pitch, and it's a strike. What did he do last time?
He singled this last time up.
Came around to score on a wild pitch.
He did. Had a nice hard single to right field, I believe.
We're tied up 2-2 here at Richter Field in Granite tonight. Here's the pitch. There goes Jimenez. And there's going to be a throw to third. And Nelson gets back.
Yeah, I like that play. And Landon Weber does a nice job because sometimes you'll see the catcher's pump fake and trying to get that runner to get off too far third base, and Landon Weber just fires it automatically down to third base, and they almost got Nelson far off.
Big at-bat here for Wilkie with runners on second and third, just one out. Tie ball game 2-2. Here's the pitch. And that's high for ball. 2-1 to Wilkie.
Yeah, looks like that pitch, Brock, still has good velocity. Just maybe his secondary pitches with the grip might be a challenge.
Nelson on third, Jimenez on second. Brock Biernell. Here's the pitch to Wilkie, and it's low and out away for ball three.
Now we got the middle infielders are playing back. Nolan Smith is on the edge of the grass. There's nobody holding first base, and Gavin Meyer is about 2 steps deep behind third base. So they're really not playing for this run right now.
3-1 pitch coming to Wilkie. Here it is. Ball four. So that's 3 walks in the inning here.
Yeah.
Bases are loaded.
Yeah, you had a 4-pitch walk, another 4-pitch walk. That was a 5-pitch walk. Now there's no place to go. But he did get Peterson striking out. He threw a nice breaking ball low and away, and he whiffed at it.
All right, with the bases loaded, here's the right fielder for Yellow Medicine East, Jacob Peterson. Biernell will work from the windup. Swing and a miss.
He took a mighty cut at that one, but it was well up by his eyeballs. And the coach is down there saying, come on, swing at strikes.
Bases loaded for the Sting. We're tied 2-2. Bjorn Eldon is lined up. Here's the pitch to Peterson. In the dirt. Gets a by Weber a little bit, but the runners will stay.
All you have to do is slow it down. Probably got about 5 feet outside of the circle. No chance for the runner to score. Even in your 100-yard dash days, Paul, you could not have scored on that
I couldn't have scored on that
one. It needs to get a little farther away.
Number five, Jacob Peters at the plate. This is a big at-bat for the Sting here.
One out and 2-2 score. Yeah, this is definitely big.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Boy, he swung hard. I would just elevate that fastball, keep it up by the shoulders. He didn't even get a piece of either of those, and you might be able to get another strikeout and help your team out.
1-2 count to Peterson. Runners have their lead on each base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, foul. Chopper.
That's got a piece of it, did Peterson.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Granite Falls tonight at Richter Field. Big Camden Conference baseball game, and we're tied 2-2. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Peterson. Down in the dirt, another nice stop by the Eagle catcher, Landon Weber.
Yeah, I've remarked the last two seasons now, Landon, how many runs he saves. He just slides over and gets those balls stopped so they don't end up giving up a cheap run.
Big pitch here for Bjornell. 2-2 count. Bases juiced. He's in his windup. Here's the pitch. Ground ball.
Foul.
Left field. Base hit. This is going to score two. And two runs are in.
That was a nice two-strike hit. It was a nice fastball on the inside. He didn't get it completely, but it went right past a diving Gavin Meyer at third. If Gavin Meyer comes up with that ball, he touches third, throws it to home, they get a double play, inning over. But it just got by him. Great effort, but it's a two-run single by Jacob Peterson.
Big hit by Peterson. Yeah, Gavin, you know, he gave it everything he had there.
Yep.
It would have been a fantastic catcher. Was that a line drive or ground ball?
It was a ground ball.
Ground ball, okay. Down the third baseline, just over the bag, or by the bag, third base bag out in the left field.
Yeah.
So that scored Nelson and Jimenez.
Yeah, Brant Schomer got that ball in a hurry. Otherwise, the other runners could have advanced.
Pop up behind a home plate. Landon Weber might have a shot at it. No, it goes to the stands.
Almost hit some Lacaparle fans. Looks like the Meyer crew down there.
So this is Torvig batting, a left-handed batter. He's a left fielder.
Yeah, he was the one that hit that hard ground ball past, or was that a line drive? Well, it ended up being a 1-3 put-up, but he's the one that hit that line drive right at Brock and knocked him off balance a little bit.
Big hit there by Jacob Peterson down the left field line. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Runners on first and second for the Sting. Still just one out here in the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, number seven hitter up to bat, so we need some outs here.
Torvig at the plate. He grounded out Nolan Smith at first. For the pitcher,
I think. That was that hard one that bounced off of Brock, and then he picked it up and threw it to first.
Another nice stop by Weber.
Yeah, left-handed hitter. So, again, you're still, if you look at his shadow, Paul, that sun is directly right at him. His shadow is straight behind him. From left field, looking right into him.
2-1 pitch. Bjornell's delivery. Shot out the right center field. Well hit. Going to drop in there for a base hit. The third
guy, they're going to have a chance.
Here's the throw to third, and he is safe.
Oh.
And the bases will be loaded.
That was a nice relay. It looked like maybe it was going to go right to Matthew Art, but it bounced in front of him. The runner was going back to tag at second base. Well, it dropped in there, so he had to take off to third. Quick, nice fire by Tygan Alpress, a one-hopper to third. It just got by Gavin Meyer. I think, Paul, if he would have stretched out like a first baseman, it was a force out, they would have had him there.
It was a force at third.
Yeah, it was a force at third, but he was playing it kind of like he had to catch it and tag him. Now they're going to pitching change it.
Yep, Darby, Coach Biergarten comes out of the dugout. We got a pitching change for Lacaparle Valley. When we come back, the bases will be loaded with one out for the Sting. They lead 4-2 now here in the bottom of the third. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more Eagle baseball from Richter Field after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. You can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at Richter Field. Hey, a new score. The Sting have put two up here in the bottom of the third, breaking that 2-2 tie. Now they lead the Eagles 4-2. And there's just one out here, the Sting batting, and they have the bases loaded. New pitcher.
Yeah, this is Nolan Smith's, I believe, his third appearance. And, folks, this is the third time he has entered a game with the bases loaded. You talk about pressure. Now, he might be getting used to it, or he might be going like, Coach, what are you doing to me? Are you trying to kill me or what?
Yeah, we saw Nolan come in in Ruthin at RCR. Yeah.
And that was his varsity debut with the bases loaded in the second inning.
Well, here's number 12, the designated hitter, Lane Woolman, with the bases loaded. The infield is in on the grass for the Eagles. Nolan Smith, the pitcher. Here's the pitch. And that's low for a ball.
And that's really a lot of pressure for him. Brock did stand and go to first base, so there. But you look at him, Paul. He's still squeezing his hand. You know that it's hurting. It was an untypical Brock performance today.
Woolman at the plate. One strike on him. Here's the pitch from Smith. Hit out the right field. And Wolfett's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Matthew Hart comes in and the two runs scores.
Yep, so the RBI single by Woolman.
RBI single out the right field to Matthew Arndt. Sorry, not Tigan, Matthew Arndt. And just dropped right in front of him for a base hit. Yep. And Wilkie comes in and scores.
So now we got Hayden Keene. He was the one that was ruled catcher's interference. Awarded first base, no at bat.
Still the infield in, swing and a miss for strike one to Keene.
And if he gets on, they got the top of the order lurking. So these are some big outs, big batters, big runners here for both teams.
Nolan Smith in relief of Brock Bjornelt. Checks his runners. They're not being held on because the infield's in. There's a swing and fall back to the backstop.
Nice job throwing strikes.
We're in the bottom of the third inning. The Sting have put up three runs here in the bottom of the third.
0-2 count for Nolan. This would be a big out if he could get a strikeout or
easy
play.
Need to get that second out.
Yes, definitely. No place to go.
Here's the pitch.
Nice.
Struck him out. Swing and a miss by Kuhn.
Keen. High fastball right across the top of the zone.
Well, you called that one, Barks.
Oh, nice job. Well, he got the top of the order. Not done yet.
Coach Richter talking to his batter, Drew Munson. Munson's made contact both at bat, but flied out.
Hit a high fly ball to third baseman. A fairly deep fly to right field. Matthew Arndt ran that down, so 0 for 2 in the day.
Here's the pitch from Smith. Popped up, foul territory. Weber going to the backstop, but not going to get there.
This is the ninth batter of the inning for the Sting, so they've batted around.
So the Eagles need a big out here.
They do.
Can't afford many more runs.
No. Well, they've been putting the bat on the ball. They got some good hitters in their lineup.
And the Sting has some really good leads, though.
Yeah.
Infield is back in their usual position. Here's the pitch. Down low.
Oh, he's going to try it.
And here comes the runner.
And
the throw is bad. The run scores.
Darn it. It did not go very deep. I was just going to say, that runner's going to be out. Not a good choice, but Landon spun around quickly on one knee and threw it, and it just kind of, he lost grip of the ball, and it kind of just fluttered a ground ball towards home plate, but it was enough time for the runner to score on that wild pitch.
6-2 now. Yellow Medicine East leading the Eagles with runners on second and third. Torvik at third, Woman at second. And the leadoff batter here, Drew Munson. One ball, one strike. Smith's pitch. Ooh, inside. That's gets fired. Landon, another run is going to score.
Another wild pitch. Yep. That one was unfortunate because that just kind of bounced off Landon's glove, and you normally see him catch those.
7-2. Not a good inning here for the Eagles in the bottom of the third.
No, and their Wyoming's not done yet. They got a 2-1 count on the top of the order with a runner on third. So, obviously, a hit will score another run. You want to keep that ball out of the dirt.
Nolan trying to get this third out here for the Eagles.
Takes a deep breath. Right-handed pitcher. He's probably about 6'2 now, 6'3. I don't know how tall he is.
Here's a 2-1 pitch.
Nice.
Strike called. 2-2 count, two outs. Runner on third for the Sting.
I like his demeanor, though. You know, he's not doesn't look like he's shaken. Gets in a set position, takes his deep breath.
2-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Smith. Popped up, center field, passer. Matthew Arndt going back. It's going to go over his head. It hits the warning track. And Munson's rounding second. He's on his way to third. Here's the throw. And he is out of there.
Wow. Hats off to the relay. Arndt to Allpress to Meyer. Just get him in a time what we thought was going to be a triple.
But a run scores.
That's right. He gets an RBI double out of the play.
Wow, what an ending to that inning. That was a perfect relay from Lacapro Valley.
Well, we saw it earlier, so that was just a preview. 9-4-5 for that third out, but the run does score. You're right.
Six runs that inning for YME. Let's see what the Eagles can do here in the bottom of the fourth. They're down 8-2 now. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
We're back here at Richter Field, and the Eagles have their work. Some work to do now, Bart. Down 8-2 here in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we scored a run in the first inning at a sacrifice fly from Brock Bjorneld, and then Wyoming had two in the bottom of the second inning to take a lead, and we tied it up in the top of the third, and then they put up a six spot. But again, and we don't want to harp on it too long, Brock Bjorneld took a line drive off his throwing hand. He tried to stay in the game. You could see he was discernibly different from when he had not gotten hit by the ball.
All right, here's Brant Schomer takes the first pitch. Is this a new pitcher?
15.
Fagan.
No.
Okay.
And so anyway, so Bjornell ultimately ended up coming out. Nolan Smith came into pitch.
High for ball two. 2-0 to Schomer. Had some kind of unfortunate things happened in that inning for the Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. And we've been hitting the ball like Brant Schomer. He hit that rocket line drive to center field. He made a nice read on it.
There's a popped up in the infield, now in foul territory. Fagan, the pitcher's going to make the, and he drops the ball in foul territory.
Yeah, and to me,
let the third baseman have it.
I certainly don't know everything about baseball, but the pitcher was really unsure himself. The catcher was looking up in his son. He had no clue. He just ran out of the way, and the third baseman came up, and he kind of just stopped and watched the pitcher miss that ball.
So Schomer stays alive there. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Curveball missed inside.
Almost hit him on the curve.
He's going to ring him up.
Well, Brant kind of stuck out his knee or hip there. I think he was trying to get hit by the pitch, but
2-2 count. Fagan delivers. High for ball three. You've got a full count to Brant Schomer.
Yeah, you just need base runners. That's all it takes.
8-2, the Sting leading Lacapra Valley here in the top of the fourth. There's a ground ball hit the short. Nelson fields it and had some trouble, and I think Schomer's going to beat it out, and it goes by the first baseman.
Yeah, again.
Base hit there.
Oh, and then it went underneath the fence, so he's going to get, yes, infield hit, and he's going to get awarded second base. That ball just was a little bit underneath the gate there. The first baseman tried to pick it up before the umpire saw it, but he was right on top of things.
What happened?
The ball leaked right underneath the gate to get into
the
dugout.
First baseman.
Yep, and it was sitting underneath, and he reached under and grabbed it quick.
Oh.
But once it goes out of play, it's a dead ball, and the runner gets the base.
Here's Matthew Arndt. So, hey, Schomer did the job. The leadoff batter's on base.
Yeah, it goes down to a base hit and then an error on the throw to the shortstop.
Here's Matthew Arndt. Swings at it and fouls the ball back into the parking lot.
But, you know, it goes back to that, you know, first pitch where they have an opportunity to get it out there, and they didn't do it. And now Brant Schomer's on second base. Very fast runner. I knew they weren't going to throw him out.
Gunnar Fagan, the pitcher, for the sting, and the pitch is called strike three.
Matthew didn't like that one.
But a little high.
Yeah. And he's a taller batter, but
second strikeout of the game, I believe. No, that was the first strikeout for Fagan.
Yeah, like I said, we've been hitting the ball well. Tiger all press, he flew out. Well, the center fielder made another nice catch on his, too.
Yeah. And the ball gets by the catcher, and joined down to third is Schomer.
We've seen a lot of wild pitches today, Paul.
Yeah. That time the catcher, Wilkie, couldn't find the ball right away.
No, no. He could not. So an RBI opportunity for Tigan. Boy, did they have a great relay. We saw one earlier.
Yeah,
they almost got a force out at third, and that time it went from Matthew to Tigan. They got him out at third base.
There's a shot to right field. And the right fielder's going to run over there and make the catch. And Schomer going to take it and goes back. What a throw by the right fielder, Peterson.
Yeah. Wow, he threw a bullet one hopper. Nobody was backing up. If it gets by the catcher, that's an easy run. So it just goes down as an F9 on the hitter. But strong throw from the right fielder out there.
That's Jacob Peterson.
Jacob Peterson. Yeah, I just thought for sure it was going to be a run.
And here's the top of the order in Kymick. Ball gets by the catcher, Wilkie, and staying at third is Schomer.
Yeah,
Brant was way off third. He was thinking about tagging and or got back to third to tag.
Yeah. And then he went part way, and then they held him up, and there was no cut on the play. He just threw a nice, long one-hopper right to home. If there's a cutoff, then I think he scores two as well.
Kymig batting, and he swings at that one, fouls it back to the backstop. 8-2 the score, the Sing lead here in the top of the fourth. They have six hits. The Eagles have four hits in the game.
Dylan's batting .286 on the year, but he leads the team in stolen bases, so if he can get on base first and third, you know what he's going to do.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Strike two called.
Fagan throwing well now. Yeah, we've seen numerous wild pitches that have advanced runners or scored runners today.
Fagan from the stretch. The pitch. Down the right field line. It's going to go foul out of play.
Yep.
I love the scenery here at Richter Field.
Yeah.
The Minnesota River there and the bluffs, and made so many nice improvements here to the field.
The berm is all green now
between
the stadium and the river. And it is just a really nice place to watch a game.
1-2 pitch, strike three.
Yeah, I could see that right away. The catcher didn't even move his glove, darn it.
Right down the pipe there. So for the Eagles, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Schomer at third base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, excuse me. The Sting leading the Eagles 8-2. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, here's Braden Nelson batting for the Sting. They lead the Eagles 8-2 here at Richter Field in Granite Falls. The sun is setting, and there's a lot of shade on the field right now.
Yeah, Nolan Smith in his second inning of work came in with the bases loaded.
There's a drive down the left field line. That's fair. And Nelson's going to round first, and he's going to stay at first base.
Yeah, hard hit ball. Schomer got to it quickly and got it in, so kept him to a single.
And that's the seventh hit of the game for Yellow Medicine East.
Yeah, and we've had three line drive outs, so, you know, it's the hitting, we're not that far off, but we just got to get some runners in scoring position and knock them in. But right now, we got to stop them, I guess.
This is the second game of the day for Yellow Medicine East. And here's a shot down the first base, and Smith is going to catch it right by the bag in foul territory.
It's Brock Bjornhill down over there.
Brock Bjornhill, excuse me, off the bat of Fagan.
Yeah, he was about one step off of first base, so he tried to reach back a little bit, but the runner did get back in time. So we saw Nelson steal last time. Let's see if he does that again. He's a very fast runner.
Jimenez batting. Jimenez has come around to score twice in the game.
Officially one for one with a walk.
And here's the pitch. Ooh, almost hit him.
That's right. It almost did hit him.
Nolan Smith pitching for the Eagles. Eric Jimenez at the plate. Nolan from the stretch. Checks Fagan the runner. And the pitch.
Oh.
On the first after the pitch.
Ooh.
And he gets back.
That was a nice throw.
Or Nelson gets back.
Outside pitch there. It was ball two, but Landon Weber just fired it down to first base to see if that runner was snoozing over there, but he got back just in time.
That's Nelson at first.
Yeah. I'm surprised they have not taken off here.
2-0
like
count to Jimenez.
Oh.
Got a balk.
Yep. He brought the ball down into his glove to set position, and he looked at the guy at first, and then he brought it down a second time. And he's shaking his head, yep. And what I like is the umpire, Adam Fosline, explained exactly what he did, and Nolan shook his head, yep, I know. So it goes down as a balk, B-L-K, we'll put in there for abbreviation, to second base.
So Nelson's at second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Jimenez. Inside and low for a ball. 3-0 count. Line scores read, YME 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. The Eagles 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors. We're in the bottom of the 4th. 8-2 lead for the Sting. Jimenez batting for the third time tonight.
If he'll swing on 3-0.
Here's the pitch. Strike called? Nope, he did not.
He did not. He just looking there. He just wants to crush the ball, he looks like, you know. And
the coach gives you the green light for that? Sometimes?
I've done it. Very few times, a small handful of times. I did it to Preston Kraft once, and he almost took my head off in the coaching box with the line drive.
3-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Now it's full count.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden it changes after being down 3-0. Now it's 3-2.
Full count pitch coming up here from Smith to Jimenez with a runner on second. Smith from the stretch, the pitch. Oh, he just got a piece of it, so I followed it back to the backstop.
If Mary Royland was his mother, she'd say, "You got a piece of it, next time get the whole thing."
Is that what Mary would say?
Yep. Heard that many, many times.
And we'll do it all again. Out. Full count to Jimenez. Nelson's at second base. Sting lead 8-2. Here's the pitch from Smith. High, and there
he's
goes the runner on the third. Throw, and he's safe. Nelson steals third base.
That was ball four. Wait, the home plate umpire is calling timeout. Oh, now he's calling batter interference. Wow, we've seen this really weird stuff.
Is that a double play then?
well, what is, no, it was on the throw. So it was ball four, so he walks, and then we're calling batter interference because he was leaning, I guess, over the plate out of the batter's box, so Landon didn't have a clear target to throw down to third base. So, yeah. So that is why the runner is called out.
So explain now again. Jimenez is the batter.
And yep. So it was ball four, yep. And then Landon was going to throw it out, and he stepped into his line of throwing. And so Landon did not have a clear path to throw down to third base. So he felt like the batter did it intentionally to get in his way. And so he calls the runner out, but it still was ball four.
All right. Jimenez at first base then, and here's at first base. And here's Gage Wilkie batting.
So then I believe that
two outs now.
It goes to the, well, we'll just call it batter interference on him.
Jimenez with his lead at first and Wilkie at the plate. There's two outs now here at the top of the fourth.
Oh.
And the pitch is low. We've seen everything in this.
Phew.
We're only in the fourth inning.
Catcher's interference, batter's interference, yeah.
Well, that's baseball.
Yeah.
So Weber, he was throwing the third.
Yeah.
Nelson is trying to steal third base.
Yeah.
And the pitch is right.
And you know what I really think happened is it was ball four, so he's just going to step back and throw the bat, you know, towards his dugout and go down the third. But when he stepped back, Landon was trying to step back and make a throw to third. So I don't believe it was intentional. It just happened to be circumstance because it was ball four.
2-1 count here to Wilkie, swing and a miss. After the pitch throw to first, Brock Biernell knocked it down.
Yeah, unfortunately, he did it with his throwing hand, Paul. See him shaking his hand?
Yep.
I think this is, you know, when you earn your bucks as a coach, you might think, maybe we should just get him out of there.
Here's Wilkie with a 2-2 count and two outs. Can Nolan strike him out? Here's Wilkie, and the pitch by Smith. Fall back. Jimenez was...
Yeah, he was off on the pitch, 2-2. Got a pretty good jump, but I think Landon could take him if he gets a clean throw.
A lot of things happening in this game.
Yes.
2-2 count. Jimenez with the lead at first, two outs. Smith trying to get in the dugout. The pitch popped up behind first base dugout, and that's going to go out of play. Boy, when that ball hits that concrete pad, the plaza there, it really moves.
It goes, yes, it goes.
Final score, Dawson Boyd baseball team shut out Lakeview tonight, 13-0. Lockbrawl Valley softball team, they lost in Olivia today to Bold by one run, 4-3. And we'll do it again. Smith, 2-2 count, two out, goes a runner, and he just got a piece of it.
Yeah, great curveball by Smith there, and the batter just stuck out the bat, rolled it down to Coach Bjorgan. He fired it in, that 42-mile-an-hour fastball, back to the pitcher.
Coach Benson maybe was smarting off.
Yeah.
Darby just almost pushed him off the bucket.
Yeah.
2-2 count, two outs, we'll do it again. Here's Wilkie at the plate, the pitch. And it's high for ball three. We got a full count.
Yeah, he fouled off three two-strike pitches. Now it's a full count. The runner will be off on the pitch.
Big pitch here for Nolan Smith, the right-hander for Lockbrawl Valley. Sting lead 8-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Smith. There goes the runner, and it's low for ball four. So runners on first and second now. And here's Jacob Peterson, the right fielder, who had the biggest hit of the game so far in the third inning.
They're putting number 10 in to run now. That is, got to make sure and get the right team. Connor Schmitz is running at first base.
Yeah, he's a senior. So,
Jacob Peterson, he's officially 1-for-2. He had a two-run single.
Yeah, big hit.
Just got by Gavin Meyer at third base.
That kind of opened it up there for the Sting.
Yes,
that
it did.
And Peterson takes the first pitch down low inside for a ball. This game here, and then the Eagles on Tuesday will host Dawson Boyd. That'll be another huge game for section seedings and stuff like that.
It's just tight, top to bottom.
Here's a pitch. It hits him right in the number five. And you heard that thump up here. That had to hurt.
Loaded up the bases.
Base is loaded.
top four or five teams in the north half are all bunched up. And then in the south half, Paul, holy buckets. I was talking to one of the coaches for Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove, and he goes, we're currently in seventh place. We have a winning record, and we have two pitchers that throw in the 80s. Figure that out. That's how tough the south half is.
Yep. Well, bases are loaded of sting. And here's Gavin Torbig.
Left-handed hitter. He's one for two.
Two outs. Left-handed batter. Smith in the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Very aggressive on that swing.
Coach Darby Biragon telling his infielders, outfielders to come in.
Yep. Now the sun is going down, which helps your left-handed hitters. Not quite completely yet.
The lights are just turned on here. There's a high fly ball center field. Patzer camps underneath of it and makes the catch.
Oh, good.
That would be hard to see.
So they didn't get a run there.
Nope.
Left the bases loaded.
So no runs on two on one
hit.
Hit.
Yeah, just one.
No errors, and they leave the bases loaded there in the bottom of the fourth. So now, look at the home plate umpire talking to Jim and he did there.
Yeah, I honestly think, well, we can talk about it when we come back.
All right, we'll take a commercial break. The Eagles coming to bat in the top of the fifth. They're down 8-2. We'll be back with more baseball from Granite Falls right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Richter Field. It's getting a little cool. I should have brought my coat with me.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to our scoreboard and music guy up here in the press box, Jermay. He plays the best music.
Yep.
Here's a ground ball by Patzer to the shortstop, and a throw to first, and he's safe.
Oh. Boy, that took a really bad hop, and the shortstop had to jump up a little bit, and he threw it not as hard as maybe I've seen him throw before.
Yep.
And, of course, Davis Patzer, strong runner, so he's going to get an infield single there.
So Davis swings at the first pitch and gets aboard.
There you go.
Yeah, Jermay does a great job between the innings here. He plays the best music. He plays a lot of Stones.
And he's always smiling. He's always having a good time. But when you're at the ballpark, who wouldn't be smiling?
Well, Jermay, you were on the scoreboard about every game, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how many years you've been doing it?
No.
A lot.
A lot. He's always here when I'm here.
Yeah.
All right, throw over to first, and Patzer gets back. 8-2 is your score, the Sting leading, as the Eagles are batting in the top of the fifth inning.
Got 2, 3, 4 hitters, so they're definitely capable. Like I said, they got a lot of fast runners, a lot of guys that put the bat on the ball, and they have today. They just haven't had all the hits to show for it.
Fagan's pitch is a ball.
A little bit low.
Yeah, the lights are on now here at Richter Field. Beautiful complex.
You look out there and you can see some of the sunlight shining on the water and the trees in the background. That looks really cool.
They got him.
Wow. He was definitely stealing, and the pitcher caught him. Threw it over there, and he took one step to second, and oops, and then he couldn't get back in time.
Got caught leaning there, Davis Patzer.
1-3 pickoff for out number one. That was a good strong throw by the pitcher, too.
So one out, and Biernell at the plate. Diggs pitch a ball, 2-1.
He just does not call anything on the outside part, does he?
Oh, no.
We watched that first game, and they had flipped spots, and there was about 10 strikeouts looking.
There's a fly ball popped up behind home plate.
He's got room.
The catcher's got room, and he can't make the catch, Wilkie.
Yep. Rule number one on catcher pop-ups is they always spin back towards the field. And he ran to the fence, and then it landed probably, 4 feet behind him?
Yep.
Just had that backspin on there.
It's always a tough, that's a tough play for a catcher.
Yeah, so we'll see now if Brock can take advantage of it. We saw that happen earlier, and can't remember who it was, ended up, Brant Schomer ended up getting on with an infield single.
2-2 pitch, high and away for ball three, so we got a full count to Biernell.
Now, remember, though, I got to tell you, it's really hard because you're wearing a mask. The ball goes behind you. You got to figure out where it's at. You turn and run, so it's difficult. Unless you talk to Coach Benson, he said it's the easiest thing in the world. You should never miss a pop-up.
Well, he was an all-state catcher, wasn't he, or something?
Just an all-star.
All-star. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Biernell goes down swinging for the second out here.
A great pitch by Sagan right at the knees. Took a good cut at it.
Two outs for Lacapral Valley.
Landon Weber was batting 400 coming into the game, Paul, and he's 2-for-2, so that average is going up.
There you go. Yeah, Landon's got two of the five hits for the Eagles in the game. Here's the pitch from Fagan. It's a fastball for strikeout. Fagan still looks strong.
Yeah, he's still pitching well. I'll try to get a pitch count here.
One strike here to Landon Weber. Nolan Smith waiting his turn on deck if Landon would get aboard. Swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 count to Weber. And Fagan, Gunner. A lot of gunners. Gunner Liebel. Here's the pitch. There's a drive to left field. Base hit for Landon Weber.
Yeah.
Another nice hit. 3-for-3.
Well, that one got too much of the plate. When you have two strikes on the batter, you want to tend to throw something out of the zone so he'll swing at it, or something high where he can't get a good piece of it. Looked like a fastball down the middle and a hard line drive to the left fielder.
Pinch runner for Weber. Didn't catch the number there.
Could be. It's probably Grant Bierke. That's who ran last time.
Okay. Stepping in the batter's box, Nolan Smith.
Well, he can help himself out. He got the win when he came in against Hancock.
Pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Wilkie, for Yellow Medicine East.
Yeah, that was, he ended up throwing 3 1/3 innings against Hancock and picked up the win.
Umpire Cortez calls time to sweep the home plate off.
Well.
He had a little dustpan thing with him.
Yeah, a little two-out rally. That's always good.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Nolan. Chopper down the third baseline, and it's going to go foul.
Catcher did a nice job, ran down the line and just touched it with his glove to make sure it was a foul ball. There's no way they would have thrown anyone out because
nope.
It was just, it would have ended up halfway between home and third, so smart decision. Sometimes you'll see the fielders wait to see if it rolls back in play. Well, you don't want to because you're not going to get an out anywhere.
All right. 1-1 pitch to Smith. And a ball, 2-1.
If he should get on, Gavin Meyer is waiting on deck to hit. He's put the bat on the ball a couple times today.
Eagles just need to get a kind of a rally going here, down 8-2. Strike called to Nolan.
You know, sometimes when you know, they had the game tied and it looked like things were going well, and then you got a little bit frustrated. You had Brock was dealing with an injury there, and all of a sudden you fall behind, and sometimes, you know, your morale goes way down, but you know, if you can just pick up a run here, or possibly extend this inning and get two runs, that's a big boost.
Yep. 8-4 sounds better than 8-2.
Absolutely.
2-2 count, two outs to Nolan Smith. Fagan delivers. In the dirt, gets by the catcher, and Grant Bierke's going to go down to second base.
The wild pitch there, and so now I've got an RBI opportunity for Nolan Smith, just like we talked about, or if he can reach base. Now we've got two runners on. A lot of things can happen.
Nolan's hits the ball to the opposite field.
He does. Most of his hits will go to left field.
Full count pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Fastball at the knees by Fagan.
Good inning there for Fagan. That'll end the inning for the Eagles. No runs on two hits. No errors, and they leave one on base. So we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. The score remains Yellow Medicine East 8. Lacapral Valley 2. We'll be back with more baseball from Richter Field after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, we're back here at Richter Field. The sun is down, the lights are on. Great atmosphere here in Granite Falls. Right now the Sting lead the Eagles 8-2. And Sting batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And once again, we got another final. Dawson Boyd winning. Dawson Boyd Blackjack baseball team won 13-0 over Lakeview. Bold beat Lockpaw Valley softball by one run, 4-3, earlier today. And we'll try to get the rest of the finals here in our Neonatal's post-game show after the game. Well, Nolan Smith continuing on the mound here for the Eagles in the bottom of the fifth.
Yep, he's working his third inning now, pitching. And Lane Wolman, the designated hitter, up to bat.
And the pitch to the number 8 batter, 8-9-1 for the Sting.
He's been on base twice, a walk and an RBI single in the third inning.
Nolan Smith in his windup and the delivery. There's a ground ball hit the second. Allpress fields it, throws the first in, there's a quick out.
Yeah, it was a nice play by the second baseman, got over there in time. Nice throw to first for the first out.
The Sting scored 6 runs in the third inning. That's the difference of the game here.
Yeah, we were just remarking after, you know, it was 2-2, and going like this, and it still is.
It is.
Just that one inning got away from him a little bit. And
here's the number 9 batter, Keene. And the pitch is high and away for ball one to number 11, the first baseman. Will there be some section games played here again this year? I would guess.
Yeah, there should be.
Next pitch, high.
Yep, they call that a delayed strike.
Oh, is that Jermaine?
Okay. He's excited if there is. Yeah. So I'm sure Milroy will host some games as well. And then usually if there's some northern teams left, they'll come to Granite Falls.
There's a strike. Nice pitch by Smith. That was a fastball.
Yeah. So he just kind of jumped out of the way, but that was looked like it was right across the plate.
One ball, two strikes to Keene. And Nolan delivers.
Nice.
Swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, that was a good...
Yeah. Both pitchers are really settling down now, aren't they?
Top of the order, and Drew Munson. You're with us in the beginning of the game. Drew made one of the better catches I've seen this year out in center field.
That was a great diving catch.
He actually had a number of, what do you call them, putouts?
Yeah, he did, yes.
In the first couple innings. Two outs now here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch, one bounce in front of home plate. And a ball there to Munson. Defensively, you got Weber behind the plate, Brock Buehlen at first, Allpress at second, Kaimig at short, Meyer at third, Schomer out left, Patzer in center, and Hart in right for Lockpaw Valley here in the bottom of the fifth. Earlier this afternoon, Red Rock Central beat YME 5-0, so YME playing a doubleheader here tonight. They only had one hit off the Red Rock Central pitcher.
Ooh.
Here's a ground ball down to third base, knocked down by Meyer, but he's not going to make a throw.
That was a line drive, just kind of handcuffed him a little bit. It's kind of skipped on the ground and bounced off his glove.
You're going to have to give a hit there, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Hit or air? Air. He says air.
Jermaine says air, so we're going to give it an air.
Yeah. Well, if he fields it cleanly, it's a nice, easy throw.
Yeah, that's correct, yep.
So
here's Nelson.
It just skipped off his glove a little bit.
Enough two outs, the pitch, high, first ball. Wait, when that sun goes down, it gets cool fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. When the sun goes down, isn't there a song like that? I won't sing anymore.
Please don't swing.
One for two officially, Nelson. He walked as well, scored one run.
Nolan's pitch, strike called.
Rockfall JV, they played up on the hill over here earlier today. We haven't got a score on that yet.
No, we didn't. That's Highland Park or something it's called.
I didn't even know there's baseball fields up there.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice facility.
1-1 pitch. Oh, there's a shot right over the second baseman's head out in the right field.
Yeah, Allpress made a good effort. He jumped. He can jump a lot higher than me.
And two outs now, runners on first and second.
All right, Jermaine gave us the official update to JV1, Lac Parle JV1, 8-6.
Oh, wow.
Yes, for the good guys.
Jermaine,
he's on top of everything.
He knows everything. Two outs, and batting is Gunnar Fagan, the Sting pitcher. And Smith, he got two quick outs now, just like that. There's runners on first and second. And Fagan pops that one foul out of play for a ball.
He's 0-for-3, grounded out the shortstop. Then he hit that dribbler down the line where Brock Bjornhild ran and picked it up and ran to first. And then he also popped up to the first baseman.
Nolan Smith checks his runner at second and first. The Eagles are not holding them on. And the pitch is right down the pipe for strike two. 0-2 count, two outs, two on. 8-2 is your score, the Sting leading. Lights are on here at Richter Field. Big pitch here for Nolan. Here it is. Ground ball right back to Smith, the pitcher. Throws over to first to Bjornhild for the third out. That'll end that inning, Bart.
Yeah, with two left, and he did pick up one hit for the Sting.
No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. And we're going to go, the Eagles got some work to do here as we go to the top of the sixth inning. They're down to the Sting, 8-2. We'll be back after.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
We're going to the top of the sixth inning. The Eagles come in the bat. They find themselves down 8-2. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at Richter Field in Grand Falls tonight. I know we got some farmers probably listening in their tractors planting away, and we appreciate that.
That's right. Keep it going straight. And don't forget, you can drink Sun Drop. It's nutritious. It's a nutritious citrusy soda.
What's in that Diet Sun Drop?
There's probably nothing that we can pronounce like the word citrus. But anyways, support Sun Drop and keep your line straight, farmers.
If you check my social media, Bart, we were at the concession stand watching Red Rock Central and Waimea play, and I got my Diet Mountain Dew, and Bart got a Diet Sun Drop, and so we decided to put it on social media to see who would prefer Diet Sun Drop or Diet Dew. All right, here we go. First pitch, right. Base hit for Lac Parle Valley's Gavin Meyer to left field.
Good job. Yeah, and I mentioned before, you know, you look at his averages, 143 coming into the game, but he's had a lot of hard hit balls. I guess he hit one, too, that was a line shot in the outfield, and the outfielder ran it down, could have got a double for sure the other night. So they're putting the bat on the ball, and you like that.
Well, that's what the Eagles needed. They need to get their leadoff batter on. We're in the top of the sixth. They're down 8-2. Fagan continuing to pitch here for the Sting. There's a pop-up to left field off the bat of Brant Schomer. And the left fielder out there, Torbeck, makes the catch for one out.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brant was, and he swung at the first pitch. He was 1-for-2, but his one out was a line drive to the center fielder, so he's hit the ball well twice.
There's Matthew Arndt, the right fielder for the Eagles.
He's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. And, you know, sometimes it's harder to see the ball at night, too, Paul. A lot of things happen when that sun goes down.
Pitch is high for ball. A lot of history here at Richter Field over the years.
I have Fagan coming into the inning unofficially with 77 pitches.
Ooh, throw over the first, and Meyer gets back.
And you can throw 105 in the regular season.
How many pitches?
105 is the max. Then you'd have to have his 3 days of rest and 115 in the playoffs. So he's got a few to go yet.
There's a 1-0 pitch. There's a shot to center. And coming in is, guess who, Munson.
Another line drive to the center fielder. He's had a busy day.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's, I think he's had one routine one. Otherwise, they've been line drives that he's either had to run up or run to his left or to his right.
I'm having a hard time picking the ball up off the bat now with the way the sun is setting and down. And
It's really not dark enough where the lights shine on the balls, but it's too light. The sun isn't there either, so it's just a really tough time of night.
All right, here's number one, the number nine batter for the Eagles, Tegan Allpress. He's popped out twice in the game. Eagles have a runner on first. Here's a ground ball to Christensen at second. Fields it cleanly, throws the first. Oh, he's out.
That was a lot closer than we thought. Again, Eagles have great team speed, but just got him in by half a step.
Well, after Gavin Meyer got a single, it went 1-2-3 after that.
Yes, they did.
For the Eagles, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. The score is the Sting 8, the Eagles 2. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at Richter Field, and it's getting darker.
It is. And it's getting crunch time, too, for the Eagles.
Yep.
They got to get a 1-2-3 inning here, keep them off the scoreboard, and see what we can do in the seventh.
8-2, the Sting lead the Eagles in a very important game in the Camden Conference. What are the Sting after their loss to Red Rock Central earlier today? They're 3-3 overall. And the Eagles are what?
2-3.
2-3.
Yep.
Here's Jimenez batting.
He's officially 1-for-1 with two walks.
Here's the windup and the pitch. And chopper off Landon Weber's chest or face.
I don't know where it got him. Right off the upper thigh, maybe? Part where the knee pad is?
And Coach Bjergon runs out there to make sure his ball player is okay.
But if you get it on the inside part of your knee, you know, that right where that bone is, that hurts. You know, I don't know who coined this phrase, but they call the catcher's gear the tools of ignorance because they figured nobody in their right mind would ever catching gear and want to catch. So
I've often said it's one of the toughest positions in any sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it looks like Landon's going to be okay, so we're going to continue on here. A 1-1 count to Jimenez. He swings at that one and falls it back to the backstop.
Yeah, I really like Nolan's pitching right now. It'd be fun to see him get a start sometime or start a clean inning where he doesn't have to come in with the bases
loaded.
You know, he's handled it well so far, especially this is his first year pitching on the varsity.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jimenez. There's a shot to center, and it's going to fall in there for a base hit, and Patzer quickly gets it back in. Jimenez went 2-for.
He's 2-for-2 on the day with two walks. That brings up Wilkie. He's 1-for-1 with a pair of walks as well.
That was the ninth hit of the game for the Sting.
Lacapala has 7, and we mentioned a couple times that they've had quite a few lineouts as well. So
8-2, Yellow Medicine East leading Lacapara Valley here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Eagles come to bat in the seventh. They're going to need some runs. Here's number 3 batting, Gage Wilkie.
One's just inside for ball one.
1-0 count to Wilkie. Smith from the stretch. The pitch. strike called, and Weber was thinking about throwing down the first after the pitch.
Oh. This is one thing that I just think is funny, and major leaguers do it too. So these players now put their sunglasses on their hats. I don't ever see them wearing their sunglasses. Yep. But now it's night, and they still have their sunglasses on top of their hats.
Oh, nice pitch by Smith for a strike. One ball, two strikes to Wilkie. Yeah. Shortstop does too. Timing.
Yeah, in the first baseman. And I happened to ask one of them one time ago, how are your sunglasses working out here? Like, what?
There's the 1-2 pitch. There goes the runner, and it's low. Here's the throw from Weber down to second, and Jimenez steals second base.
Yeah. Got a good jump. Landon just kind of, he had to do a double hitch before he threw it down to second, so that was enough time for Jimenez to get down there.
Jimenez, you know, he's kind of a big kid. Yeah. He's got some good speed.
But, you know, he's been off stealing bases two or three times today.
And deceiving.
Yes.
2-2 pitch. And there's a shot fouled on the first baseline out of play.
See if it makes now. The wall is short of the water.
And it's like me, you know, my body type, and look how fast I am.
So were you? Did you have this body type in high school?
No. I did not.
Okay.
2-2 pitch, foul back over the first base dugout.
Just wanted to know. But you know what's really amazing? Watching the NFL draft, these offensive and defensive linemen, how big they are and how fast they are now. That's just, I don't get it. That is just crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
They're powerful people.
Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Smith pitching to number three, Gage Wilkie, the catcher. 2-2 count. And a chopper fouled on the third base side.
You know, his last at-bat, Paul, he ended up walking, but he fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, and then he drew a walk. And he's now fouled off 3 2-strike pitches here. So he's a battler.
Yeah. I don't think he strikes out very often.
Yeah, I'm guessing not, but, you know, here's the time for Nolan.
Nolan's thrown a lot of pitches since he's come in.
If he could get him on some kind of low pitch or a curveball or something.
2-2 count. And the pitch is high. That looked like a breaking ball.
Yeah, that was a breaking ball, just way too high. Started high, ended up high. Full count, though. He's got one more chance at it.
Full count here to Wilkie. Jimenez with his lead at second. Nobody out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Nice outside fastball, and just kind of stuck out the bat and waved at it and didn't make contact. Jacob Peterson, he's officially 1-for-2. He had that 2-run single that went past Gavin Meyer, then he got hit by a pitch his last time.
8-2 your score. We're in the bottom of the sixth here in Granite Falls tonight. And here's number 5, Jacob Peterson. Pitches inside for a ball. A long day for the Sting, playing a doubleheader here at home, and umpires, too. They've umpired the first game.
That's right.
1-0 count here to number 5, Peterson. And Smith delivers inside and low for ball 2. The 62nd pitch, it says up on the scoreboard. Pitch count.
Well, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Nolan Smith, they have the pitch count up on the scoreboard. I just noticed that. Sorry. Here's Smith with the pitch. Ooh, nice stop by Weber. And Jimenez is going to try to go to third. Here's the throw. And he's safe.
Yeah. Kind of, he got the glove hit right in the breadbasket, as they used to call it on TV. Oh, there's a blow to the breadbasket. So Meyer took the ball. He tried to do a real quick swing tag, and the ball kind of popped out, and she swung. Hit something, but it was not...
He'll recover.
He'll recover. So, just enough. Good base running, though. That ball didn't get too far away from Weber, and he took off on it, got down to third. So, we'll give it a wild pitch. Base running, buddy.
Jimenez still bent over. Just take a couple deep breaths. You'll be
okay. That's right.
Here's a 3-0 pitch. There's a strike called to Peterson.
Yeah, it's like when you get in a hitting a funny bone, too. Everybody laughs with the person that gets hit or the person that gets hit in the breadbasket.
3-1 count to Peterson. And the pitch from Nolan. There's a shot to right field. Matthew Arndt coming in, makes the catch. Jimenez is going to tag. Here comes the throw to the plate, not in time.
Good strong throw, but it was just too deep. Didn't really have a chance out there. Good effort by Matthew, so sacrifice line and RBI for Peterson.
Two outs. Peterson with a sack RBI. And Jimenez scores on the tag up from third, making it 9-2 now.
Well, then you give him great credit for that base running because he advanced far enough where he could score in that sacrifice fly.
Here's the top of the order and Drew Munson. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, Gavin Torvik batting.
Number seven hitter.
Torvik, left-handed batter for the Sting. Two outs. There's a ground ball. Oh, look out! Josh Benson and Darby, Coach Biergun, just about got hit hard with the baseball in the first base dugout there. Josh just stayed on his, sitting on his pail. Darby got up and moved. I'm guessing Josh doesn't move too fast now.
he said he's dealing with a hip problem. He might have to have hip surgery.
Oh, here's a swing and foul back by Torvik.
Yeah, he was trying to bend over to tie his shoes, and I go, gosh, old man, what's wrong? And he goes, no, seriously, my hip is just killing me.
No.
I said, all your years of catching? He said, well, that, but mostly throwing batting practice now because you're constantly turning and throwing, you know, pivoting. So it's like, wow.
One ball, two strikes to Torvik. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Sting lead 9-2. Here's a pop foul out of play.
It's going way back. They're doing a nice job with two strikes, aren't they, this Sting? They're getting a lot of foul balls, and they're just tough outs. Let's see how many official strikeouts they have. I think they just have... They've only struck out four times on the day.
Nolan working from the windup with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Swung on and fall back. Count remains 1-2 to Torvik. Well, the Eagles come to bat here in the seventh. One more run in here for the Sting in the bottom of the sixth. And it's 9-2. Nine runs, nine hits for the Sting, one error. Two runs, seven hits, and one error for the Eagles. So far in the game. Here's the pitch from Nolan. Swung on and got by. And the ball gets by Weber. And he's going to be safe at first.
Yeah, it was just a nasty curveball in the dirt. It broke a lot. And skipped to Landon Weber's left, and he didn't pick it up right away. But it would have been far enough away, I don't think he would have got the runner anyways. And the runner alertly, Paul, took off right away. If you miss the ball and it goes in the dirt, you can run to first base with two outs.
I think we got a new batter here, I think.
This is number 10.
10, yep. Connor Schmitz.
Thank you, Jermaine. So that goes down as a K wild pitch on that last batter. Get down to first base.
New batter. Batting for
Wollum
is Connor Schmitz. Connor's a senior, left-handed batter. Runner on first for the Sting and two outs. And there's the strike thrown from Smith. That was Nolan's 72 pitches for Smith now since coming in relief of Brock Bjornheld. What was that, back in the second?
That was the third inning.
Swing and a miss for strike two. Nolan Smith, a junior. Trying to get this last out here so the Eagles can come to bat in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. And that gets by Weber, and the runner's going to go to second.
Yeah, that one just... You'd see Landon wasn't real happy with that one there. He felt like he should have stopped that one. Just kind of skipped off his glove.
Well, you hear the geese flying overhead?
I do.
One ball, two strikes, two outs.
We could get Jermaine to jump up and grab one. Maybe we can have some goose jerky.
9-2, the score, the Sting lead. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. And that will end the inning. So the Sting come up with one run. Two hits, and they leave a runner on base. We will go to the top of the seventh. The Eagles come in the bat. They're down 9-2. They're going to need some runs. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Bart, we got a new pitcher here in the top of the seventh.
We do. Braden Nelson is now pitching for the Sting. He was the shortstop. And I'm guessing it looks like, did Fagan go out to short? Yes, they just switched spots. So nice job by Gunnar Fagan through six innings in this game. We'll have the updated stats here in a moment.
Seven hits there.
Yeah, seven hits.
Well, the Eagles need runs if they want to come back, pull off an exciting comeback win here. They're down 9-2 as we enter the top of the seventh inning. Acapulco Valley will bring up... top of the order.
That's what you like.
That's what you want.
You need a rally, top of the order.
Rally cap time.
That's right. Whatever you have to do, if you're superstitious, let's do it right now.
I'm really not.
So it's funny listening there, telling a story about Vin Scully when he's doing announcing games, you know, because it's kind of forbidden. Don't ever mention a no-hitter, you know, don't bring it up because it's bad luck. And he goes, when I'm announcing games, it's a no-hitter, I want the people to know so they keep on listening. So if it's a ninth inning, he has a no-hitter, I'm going to let them know.
There you go.
He goes,
I feel that way.
Yeah. Well, it has nothing. He goes, it has nothing to do with superstition. The fans need to know.
Good, again.
Yeah, and I like that attitude.
All right, the first strike there by Nelson to Keiming was a strike. And now Keiming swings at the next pitch, is popped up in foul territory. And the Jimenez, the third baseman in front of his dugout. Did he make the catch?
No, he just overran it again and went behind him. So that's the third time we've seen that happen now where a player's come running up and the ball's gone over their head backwards. But you know what? The other two times our runners got on, our batters got on. Let's hope that we're 3-for-3 today.
0-2 count to Dylan Keimig. I think it's 0-2.
Yep. Yes.
0-2 count to Keimig. New pitcher here, as we mentioned. The shortstop's come in the pitch, Braden Nelson. And 0-2 pitch to Keimig. And he pops that one up right field. Yeah. And the right fielder, Peterson, makes the catch for the first out.
Yeah, did a nice drop step. At first, I thought it was hit a little bit harder. And he took a nice 2-3 hard drop step, and then he camped right underneath it for a can of corn.
Here's Davis Patzer.
Davis is 1-for-3 on the day, scored a run, and he lined out his first time.
And Nelson's pitch to Patzer is a strike. Davis Patzer, a senior. Next pitch, ball high. Hope they have some hot dogs left in the concession stand. 1-1 pitch. And there's a pop-up. And the shortstop, Fagan, at short, makes the catch. Two outs, Eagles down to their last out here.
Well, sometimes it's hard to get that last out.
Here's first baseman Brock Bjornheld.
He had a sacrifice and a line drive. Great catch by the center fielder. His first at bat, bought his second time up, and struck out his third time up. Officially 0-for-1 on the day.
Here's the pitch to Brock from Nelson. It's a strike. Nelson, he's working for the stretch with nobody on, and now.
What happened?
Home plate umpire calls time.
Oh, I think he pointed to Brock. Maybe Brock just said it because it looked like he pointed to the hitter. And if you can rattle the pitcher,
now,
maybe.
Now we're back at in the action here. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. Sting lead 9-2. Pitch to Bjornell that's high. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game, an Egg Plus cooperative play of the game, and talk about our next broadcast. Here's a ground ball. Third base,
nice.
Jimenez fields it. Makes the long throw to first. And they get him, and that's a 1-2-3 inning, and the Stingley win it 9-2. Eagles had seven hits in the game. Both teams shaking hands behind home plate, and we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
By Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings.
please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to Richter Field. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here. This is the Neon Needles postgame show. And the final score here from Richter Field, Yellow Medicine East 9, Lacaparle Valley 2. And Bart, you have some stats for us.
We do. So for Lacaparle, 2 runs on 7 hits. They committed 1 error. Davis Patzer was 1 for 4. Landon Weber, he was 3 for 3 with an RBI. Brock Bjornell was 0 for 2, but he had a sacrifice for an RBI. Gavin Meyer, 1 for 3. Brant Schomer, 1 for 3. Matthew Arndt, 1 for 3. For the Sting, oh, I got to go over a pitching. Sorry about that. Brock Bjornhild was the starter. He ended up picking up the loss for the Eagles through just 2 1/3 innings. Gave up 5 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned runs, 4 walks, 1 strikeout. In relief, Nolan Smith, 3 2/3 innings. He gave up 5 hits, just 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts for the Sting, who moved to 4-3 on the year. 9 runs, 9 hits. They had 1 error. A couple of their leading hitters, Braden Nelson was 2 for 3. We had Eric Jimenez was 2 for 3 with 3 runs scored, and Jacob Peterson was 1 for 2, but he had 3 RBIs, including a big 2-run single in the 3rd inning to kind of break it open. The winning pitcher was Gunnar Fagan. He threw 6 innings to pick up the win, gave up 7 hits, just 2 runs. They were earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and in relief, Braden Nelson, sorry, threw 1 inning and gave up no hits, no runs, no strikeouts, no walks. So your final score was YME 9 and Lacaparle 2.
All right, we need to name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game, and who might that be tonight?
We are going with the right fielder, Jacob Peterson. He had that 2-run single in the 3rd inning to break the game open. He also had a sacrifice RBI in the 6th inning, for he was officially 1 for 2, but 3 RBIs led both teams in RBIs today. So congratulations to Jacob Peterson.
And our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game happened early in the game, didn't it?
Yes, in the 1st inning, a line drive, an all-out diving line drive by the center fielder. That was Drew Munson off the bat of Brock Bjornhild. It was a sacrifice fly, but if it gets by him, it's going to be a triple for sure in this big park. So it's one of those plays, Paul, you see on ESPN in Top 10. I wish somebody filmed it and sent it in because it was that good.
That's right. So our next broadcast. Well, we got some final scores here. Bold, softball, Bold beat Lacaparle Valley by 1 run tonight, 4-3. And Dawson Boyd, baseball, beat Lakeview 13-0. And Mineota, baseball, they won tonight over KMS 4-3, so had a couple close games there. So just some updates there we have. Tune into the coaches show tomorrow morning. Dick Newman will be interviewing all the winter coaches out of Lacaparle Valley. So that'll wrap things up here, Bart.
Yes, it was a great night of ball, beautiful weather, and it's always a treat to come to Richter Field in Granite Falls.
All right. And with that, we want to thank Maynard back at the studio and all our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Once again, your final score from Richter Field, the Sting 9, Lacaparle Valley 2. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services,
Electron Tossil Seeds Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. The time is 8:52. Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP FM.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country.